Seder Taharis is the biggest Seder of the six Taharim. And Seder Taharis also is the only Seder that opens with a formal Hakdam. Masechta Shabbos is the first Masechta and Seder Moed. It just opens with a topic and the Hilchos Shabbos. Opens with Hotzah. Yevamos is the first Masechta and Noshim. It just opens with a topic in Yivam. But Kalim is the first Masechta in Seder Taharis. It's a 30 Perek Masechta. The last 29 Prakim are about Kalim. But the first Perek is not about Kalim. The first Perek is a formal introduction to Seder Taharis. The first half of the first Perek of Kalim is a list of the different Avos HaTumah in order with their various properties. And once we're talking about that, the second half of the parak flips it and talks about different levels of Kedusha. I mentioned before, when you think about Seder Taharas, one way of thinking about the halakhas of Tumah Tahara is that they break down into three overall areas. The first area is, what are the things that are Tumah in and of themselves? A Metzorah is Tumah because he is a Metzorah, not because he touched something which made him Tumah. A Yoled, a woman gives birth, she's Tumah not because her baby was Metameh her, she's Tumah because she is a Yoled. And the Pesukim of Chumash say that Yoled is Tumah. That's what we call an Av HaTumah, something which is a source of Tumah, something which is Tumah in and of itself. And the first half of the first part of Kalim surveys the list of Avos HaTumah with a focus on the differences between them, specifically in terms of different Avos HaTumah can transmit Tumah to other things in different ways. The second major area Tumah the Tahara is Kabbalah's Tumah. What are the things that can catch Tumah from others? What are the things that to which Tumah can be transmitted? And as our Gemara, Bava Kama, that Beis with Beis points out, there are four categories of things in the world that can be Kabbalah Tumah, and they are Adam, Kalim, Ochlim, and Mashkim. People, Kalim, tools, vessels is an old-fashioned word, but you probably could translate Kli as either a tool or a container between the two. Tools and containers together are devices, if you will. A Kli is a device. Nowadays, people often use the word device to mean specifically a smartphone. But a smartphone is one small example of the category of devices. A car is also a device, even if you don't have a wraparound digital screen. And then Ochlim and Mashkim. And you saw that those dinim are rooted in the Psukim and Chumash. We looked before at the Parsha of Sharetz at the end of Shmini. The Psukim say, the Sharetz is an example of Avatoma. You have one of the Shmona Shratzim, one of the eight small animals is Tame. If it dies, it is Tame. Nothing made it Tame. It's Tame because it is a Sharetz, because it is one of those eight species and it is dead. And therefore, in and of itself, by definition, it is Tameh. That's an avatum. And the Pesukim describe, well, if a person touches the sheretz, now the person is going to be Tameh and has to go to mikvah, and then the combination of mikvah and the following says HaKochavim make you Tahar. Or the Pesukim describe a Kli becoming Tameh through contact with the dead sheretz, or food becoming Tameh via contact with the dead sheretz. And that's also the first din in Masechta Kalim. The first of the Avos HaTumos that's mentioned here is Sharetz. And the five Avos HaTumos that appear in the first Mishnah, what's unique about that is the Mishnah says, Hereinu Metamim Adam, the Kalim, the Mada. They can Metame people and Kalim through contact. Clitoris is unique. Clitoris, you don't have to actually touch. You have a part of a dead mouse hanging by a string in your coffee mug. That's not a very pleasant situation. Plus, your coffee mug is also Tameh. Even if it didn't actually touch it, it's a unique twist, a unique quirk of Kli Cheres, so you don't have to actually make contact, even if you're just in the airspace of the Kli Cheres. That's the equivalent of contact. The Enu Tameh Masa. These are those Tameh that transmit Tumah not through Ohel, not through being carried, only through direct contact, Negiyah. But instead of using the term Nagia, in the world of Tumah Tahara, we use the word Maga. Maga means Kanta. Maga means Nagia. Sometimes Nagia is off limits because of the incredible positive value in Kedusha involved. And sometimes, in the opposite, as with the Sheretz, Nagia is problematic because it will transmit Tumah. And then the third area, major field of Tumah Tahara, which is not our focus right now, is how you become Tahar. But it also comes up in those Psukim and Shmini, that the Sheretz will never become Tahar, the Sheretz will remain Tameh forever, until it decays and disintegrates. But the food which touches the Sheretz is permanently Tameh, but, and Klei Cheres, that touch the Sheretz, that become Tameh, Sheretz are permanently Tameh, but people or other Kelim can go to Mikvah and become Tameh. Those are the three major areas. Both are Tumah, the Vlados, the Kabbalah's Tumah, the Adam Kelim, the Ochel Mashkim, and the processes of Sahara. A point about Avos HaTumah, and then a point about Kabbalah's Tumah. In terms of Avos HaTumah, just to throw out a sort of a larger Hashkafic background, in terms of time of the Kruar, Shimshon Afrol Hirsch, is a very, very fascinating comment. So as I mentioned to some of you during the Seder, the Rambam, in his Hakdama, the Rambam is a masterpiece of a Hakdama to Taras. In his Perush HaMishnayos, he has several Hashkafic Hakdamas, he has several Halachic Hakdamas. So one of the probably the most famous Halachic Hakdama is that before Kim is Hakdama Tataris, which is a brilliant masterpiece. In many ways, is sort of an early example of the Rambam's unique skills that would later come to full play in the writing of the Mishnah Torah. And he writes there, you should realize, except for Saras, except for the house which has Saras, maybe the clothing which has Saras, Avos HaTumah are always either things which are people or animals, which either are alive or were alive. The comment, observation of the Rambam, whoever needs to leave, you feel free to leave. We're going to continue for a little bit more. The Hirsch points out, and this may be part of the meaningfulness of the Rambam's comment, the Hirsch points out that Avos HaTumah almost invariably are either have to do with death or a lost chance at life. So obviously a human being who is a mace, or an animal which died in Shkita and Neveila, or a small animal if it fits into the category of Shkita, which is dead. A live mouse is not Matami. A dead mouse is a Sheretz, which is Matami. Then Nida and Shekhva Zera are obviously both examples of a lost chance at length. I've got to think about more what the significance of that is. I think Hirsch talks about the restrictions on Tumah having to do with making sure that Avos Hashem in general, and particularly Avos HaKarbanos, wouldn't become a death cult. So there's a separation between death-oriented things. A person dies, we have mitzvahs. We have a mitzvah of Kriya, we have a mitzvah of Kavur, we have a mitzvah of Avel, so we don't ignore death. As a matter of fact, situations of death, the halakha has unique things to say about how one, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to interact with that and process that. But at the same time, Avos HaKarbanos in particular needs to be kept insulated from being devolving into a death cult. More to think about in terms of that. So that's one piece in terms of the Avos HaTumah. In terms of the Kabbalah Tumah, here's an interesting thing that's already, you have the mission in front of you, the first mission in Kehillim. There's something that might strike you. Avos HaTumah, what are the Avos HaTumah? So the first list is Sheret Shekhva Zera, Tamei Neis, Mitzori Mei Sefiro, Mechatish Edem Kedah Adai. These five items are all Avos HaTumah, and they are Matame Adam the Kelim Devan who carries Ba'avir, right? They can transmit Tumah to a person, they can transmit Tumah to a Kli, through contact, not through Masa, not through Ohala. A human corpse, for instance, transmits Tumah many ways, as the Mishnah will say later on. It could be through contact, if I touch the mace, or if I carry the mace, or if I'm under the same roof as the mace. Many ways that the mace, human mace can be Matame, but these five items only are transmitted Tumah through Magen. These are the next missions of the Lamala Mehem. The next step up is, for instance, Nevela, if you have a large animal, that the animal didn't have, died of that Shita, to go to the next even Matan the Masa, and so on and so on. But you notice, you said it's Matame Adam the Kalim the Mata. Why Adam the Kalim? It means not Matame Ochel Mashtu. Should have said it's Matame Adam Kalim Ochel Mashtu, all four things. If a dead mouse, again, it sounds a little gross, if a dead mouse touches food, we're probably for sanitary reasons, we probably would want to throw the food out anyways. But aside from that, the food is a ritual tumah. Let's talk about a case that doesn't seem quite so gross. The dead mouse seems like, oh. Tumei mace. Who's a tumei? What's a tumei mace? Someone became tumei from the mace. A Jew goes to a funeral. He's under the same oil as a mace, and now that Jew is an avat tumah. So if he touches food, if he touches another person, now he shakes hands with you, now you became a Rishon LeTumah because he transmitted Tumah B'Maga. Or he handles, went to funerals, now he's an Avat Tumah, then he goes home and picks up his tie. Even better, he goes out and picks up his shirt. He wasn't wearing a shirt before. Touches the shirt, now the shirt became a Rishon LeTumah. Or he picks up a bar of chocolate, picks up an apple. Now the chocolate of the apple is a Rishon LeTumah. You can transmit Tumah to any of the four things. Adam, Kalim, Ochel, Mashkim. Why doesn't it specifically say, Harei Latam, Adam, Kalim? Why not Ochel, Mashkim? What's the answer? So what is the Mishnah be Merames? The answer is the Mishnah be Merames, what the Rush here quotes, based on our Gemara. But the Rush here, with all the Rishonim here, point out that the point, of course, it could be the Abba Tumah can give Tumah to Adam or Kalim or Ochel or Mashkim. The point that the Mishnah is saying specifically Adam and Kalim, presumably, is because even Adam and Kalim. Because if Reuben went to a funeral, now he's an Abba Tumah, and he shakes Shimon's hand, now Shimon is a Rishon Tumah. If Shimon shakes Levi's hand, Levi doesn't become a Shane. Levi stays star. If Shimon, who is a Rishon LeTumah, makes a salad, the salad becomes Tumah. Because Ochel Kalim, Ochel Mashkim, food and drink, you even become a Shein LeTumah. Adam Kalim, Rishon, yes, Sheini, not. Our Gemara will say it explicitly. But if the Mishnah is already Merames, the Mishnah and Kalim are already Merames to that, the Abba Tumah can come even Adam Kalim. But just a sort of very brief pyramid. Let's say you have your Avat Tumah, Sheretz, Tumei Meis, etc. Okay. You have your Avat Tumah. So if he or she or it, or whatever the Avat Tumah is, touches Adam, or Kli, or Ochel, or Mashke, they all become Rishon LeTumah. It's one stage removed from the Avatam. That's first degree. If any of those touch then touch Ochel or Mashke, that will become Rishon LeTumah. But if any of those touch Adam or a person or a Kli, no Tumah at all. Doesn't become Tumah. Only the Ochel Mashkim can become Sheni. And Adam and Kalim can only become Rishon LeTumah. And then, if you go even further, you can go even further, so the Rambam tells us, based on Mishnayos, you go even to Shlishi, and sometimes even to Revi, that gets further limited. Shlishi could only be not only Ochel Mashkim, but specifically Ochel Mashkim, at least in the Torah, but the Nekar Adin, which are Kaddish. If it's true or Kaddish, you become a Shlishi. Kaddish meaning Karbanos, and if it's Kaddish, you even become a Revi. The more Kaddish you are, the more susceptible you are to Tumah. That's perhaps a larger Ashkafic Klal as well, and certainly it's clear in these Mishnayos, in the second half of the first parak of Kehillim, where you go through different levels of Kedusha, as you geographically, as you get further and further into the Beis HaMikdash, you're more and more averse to Tumah. The deeper into the Beis HaMikdash you go, the more tahar you need to be in order to be allowed to go in. Yeah, fine there. The more kadosh means a greater degree of self-discipline required, a greater degree of restriction. The more kadosh you are, the more susceptible you are to Tumah. And they have read that maybe analogous as well to human reality, the Kahavela Mechaveri Tzergalei Meno. The person is very tzaddik, he's going to be, in a certain sense, more vulnerable to Yetzara. And certainly, in terms of Halachas and Tumah Tara, that is clear. The more kadosh you are, the more susceptible you are to Tumah Tara. So again, that then, that the Adam, Kelim, Ochel, Mashkim, all the four categories of Mekabel and Tumah are available to become Rishon Tumah. But only Ochel and Mashkim are available to become Rishon Tumah. That is Merumas in the Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah said, Avosa Tumah, Der Matame, Adam, Kelim, mean not only Adam, Kelim, mean Der Matame, even Adam, Kelim. But once you go to Rishon, the Rishon is only the Matame, Ochel, Mashkim, not Adam, the Kelim. And with that in mind, so let's say that if you take a look, the Rush on this Mishnah lays it out. Could I take a peek? I didn't want to be mechayev to look at it beforehand because it's could be a little confusing. But now you've heard the dinim, you see the Rush talks about it a little more confusing. The Rush on the side, again in the edition of Kalim that appears in the back of the Vilna Shas, is very very neat and puts everything together. With that in mind, let's take at least a peek at our Gemara, Bava Kama, Dav Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara points out, the very bottom of Beis Amud Aleph, we finished with model number one of Avos and Tolos, which was Shabbos. And by Shabbos, we say that basically, what's the relation between Avos and Tolos? And the Gemara explains there is some slight difference. Certainly, we can explain how we define things as a Tolda. Maybe it's some halakhic difference. But basically, Avos and Tolda are more or less the same. Same key of Kafas, the same key of Skila, the same cars, and so forth. By Tumo, so Shabbos is a model, Melecha Shabbos is a model of Tolda saying Kayotzeve. Gabi Tumo, so last line, Beis Amud Aleph. Every tumos to none. Here's the mission that we just take a look at inside. Avos ha-tumos, asharet, shit vazera, tamei meis. Those are the first three of the five that are listed in that first mishnah. Again, sharets is one of those eight small animals that appear in that pasuk in the end of Shmini. And in da, they're metame, not a large animal, not a cow or a sheep. It's not metame b'masa, but it is metame b'magar when it's dead. Shit vazera, semen, human semen. And so they may, someone who became Tame from a mace, could like to spend some time reading that top Rashi and Beis and Beis carefully. He defines who one of Tame mace is. So those are the examples of the Avos HaTumah. And by the way, as an aside, where we'll be digging more into Tame mace going forward, is this worth recognizing? Tame mace is sort of a unique, stands out in the list of Avos HaTumah. But I told you before that Avos HaTumah are things which are in and of themselves, not because they caught it from someone or something else. Here, though, is a little bit of an exception. I go to a funeral, I'm Tame because I came in contact with the mace, whether I actually touched the mace, or I carried the mace, masa, or I was directly on top of, below, or under the same roof as the mace, which we call Ohel, the three major ways in which mace transmits Tumah: Mada, touching, masa, carrying, and Ohel. So, I'm a Tamei Meis, but I'm called an Av HaTumah even though I became Tamei from something else. And the reason why, we'll get more into this, we're just looking at the board for a moment, the reason why we characterize the Tamei Meis, the Adam, or perhaps the Kli, that became Tamei from the Meis, as an Av HaTumah, why I call it a Rishon HaTumah? The Meis is Tamei in and of itself. Meis is Tamei because it's a dead, it's a corpse. Corpses are Tamei. I got Tumah from the corpse. If I went to a funeral, I should be Rishon HaTumah. Why is the Mishnah has Tamei Meis as an Av HaTumah? The answer is looking at the board. because the Tanemes operates as an, practically speaking, operates as an avatam. In other words, a person who goes to a funeral can be matame adam kelim oflamashim. If I touch the sheretz, I'm a rishon, and I can only make food and drink time. But if I went to a funeral, I'm functionally speaking an avatam. And if I go to a funeral, I'm a kohen. Yeah, I'm not going to a funeral. But if you go to a funeral, you go to a funeral, then you shake my hand. So I became tummy. How's that? Mishulat, I can't become a shame with tummy. Of course, the answer is, you are not. You went to a funeral, you have the status of an avatum. You can become adam kelos avu amashim. Which is why the terminology that, that's used for the mace itself, it's an avi agosa tum, the grandfather of tum. Well, what does that mean? That means that it generates an avatum. Everything is by mace, the tumma is more severe in several ways. One of them is you have this din of ohel, you don't really have anywhere else. A little bit by teras, but not really. And another uniqueness of tumas mace, you need para aduma water to become tahar. And a third uniqueness of tumas mace is that when it's matame something, the person who becomes tahar from the mace is himself functioned as an av hatum. But that shot in this little snippet of the Mishnah, we'll be coming back to this Mishnah some more really better next week. But for now, the Gemara says, look, we have this Mishnah, all the Avos HaTumos, they are referred to as Avos HaTumos, just like we have Avos Nezikin, and we have Avos Malachas, right? And Mishnah Bava Kama, Bava Kama Aleph Aleph, and we have the Mishnah in Shabbos Zayin days, Avos Malachas, and the Mishnah in Kelim Aleph Aleph, Introduction to Taharis, Avos HaTumos. Why are they called Avos HaTumos? Also because it generates toldos. What type of toldos? There's a sheretz. I touched a sheretz. I'm tamei too. No, I'm not a sheretz. I'm not a dead mouse. I just touched a dead mouse. How do I become tamei? Because my tumah is a function of, it's generated by the tumah of the sheretz. So I'm a toldos. And toldos say a lot of payotz. And this is an example of toldos, the model of toldos, which are not the same as the yav, as you see from the chart of the board. Because the ilav, the tamei of the kelim. There's a big difference between the sheretz, which is the avatama, and I, who touch the sheretz, who's rishon tumah. Because the sheretz could make a person tameh. I cannot make a person tameh. We can both make food tameh, we can both make drinks tameh, we cannot both make adam kelim tameh. The sheretz can and I cannot. But there's a big difference between, unlike the relationship between grinding and dicing, where both have, even though the chiyuv of grinding generates the chiyuv of dicing, but in the same degree of chiyuv, kare schata stila, here no. My tumma is generated by the sheretz's tumma, but my tumma is not the same as the sheretz's tumma. It's not the same level, it goes down, it keeps stepping down level. There is transmission of tumma, but something gets lost. So does ki'ilu, so to speak, there's a certain degree of resistance. It's not a 100% efficient system. When the sheretz transmits tumma to me, I don't step up to the same exact level as the sheretz. I'm tummy also, but less so. There's drop off. There's going to be further drop off. The shameless tumma. So that's what the Gemara says, that by avos of tumma are a model of toldos where toldos say lakios, and therefore the Gemara says in the fourth line, ha kamai. So what's the story? Now we finally finish as well as one long run-on sentence, or one long sentence with footnotes in the middle. But we were still in the middle, we haven't caught our breath yet. And the Gemara, the first line of the Gemara was, and the second line of the Gemara was, being there are toldos of the Zikin, I'd like to know, are the toldos of the same status of the Av or not, in terms of Chiyuv. And he said, well, what's the Shaila? So he said, God is Shabbos to Na, there are toldos of Shabbos and the toldos of Yotzin. Now he says, by Tumah, the Toldos say, the Toldos say, Lachios me, Hachavai. What are the Toldos of Nezikin like? Are they like the Toldos of Tumah, or like the Toldos of, or like the Toldos of Shabbos? And Rav Papa is going to have an intriguing answer, which is going to check that you are going for quite some time. Rav Papa says, yes. Is it like A or like B? Rav Papa says, yes. He says, sometimes it's like A, and sometimes it's like B. Either sometimes like Shabbos, sometimes like Tumah. So you see the next one. Let's take a peek ahead. Unrun poppy, Yishman Kiyotzvei, Yishman Lab Kiyotzvei. Well, Shabbos is all Kiyotzvei, Tumah is all Lab Kiyotzvei, and Nezikin is a split. And that's going to launch the Gemara just looking ahead on a long. The Gemara is going to go, they're now going to start searching. Well, where is it Kiyotzvei, where is it not Kiyotzvei? That gets us going more than a blot of going through every single one of the others in Nezikin, determining what are the toldos and trying to figure out are the toldos kiyotzvei or not kiyotzvei, which is a remarkable way that the Gemara gives us over the opening two daf an overview of all of Bava Kamma, sort of all of the first six prakim of Bava Kamma. We're going to go through, we're about to begin after you finish Tumah, going through Karen and Shane and Regal and Aish and Bar, everything. That's going to take us all the way till the two dots on Gimel of the days. The Gemara is going to be searching, going through every single one. I don't know to what extent Yesh L'Ayin, to what extent is the Gemara raising this question primarily as a device to be able to go through all the others. Is it Yesh L'Ayin? Certainly, the way the Gemara handled the Shaka Mataria, it could have been done more efficiently. And when it has the impression that the Amoraim were interested in the Hechatimsa, in part, to be able to go through all of us and tell us, that's why they opened the Sefer. Be that as it may, so that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara about Tumah. There's more to talk about. Specifically, we're going to be digging more. We start with the Pesukim about Sharetz. I gave us sort of the picture of everything. We're going forward, we're going to be digging more into Tumah Nes and perhaps a little bit to Shiva Zera as well. Each of the fascinating features of Halacha. Tosis already raises a question about the Tatos and Bez and Bez. We're not going to take a look at it just now, we'll take a look next time. Tosis raises a question about is was the Gemara said always true? And bear in mind, by the way, the part of the reason why I wanted to tell you now the next couple lines of the Gemara is you see Rav Papa says about Ezekiel is some of us. Yeah, some told us are Kiyotzvei, some told us are not Kiyotzvei. Right? Which tells you what about Shabbos and Tumah. It says that to me that by Shabbos, where we said every single toll is Kiyotzvei. By Tumah, we said Tazei Yotzvei, every single toll is not Kiyotzvei. As opposed to Nezikin, where Yesh V'Yesh, we're going to see Yesh V'Yesh ultimately means there's only one toll, which is an outlier. By the end of the Gemara. Or give them a bit. But that's important for us also, because it means when we say tolls of Shabbos, it means every single toll. There are hundreds of tolls of the 39 Abbas, every single one is Kiyotzvei. We didn't say they are Yesh V'Yesh. And by Tumah specifically, coming back home, by Tumah we say Lakhet with every single Tolda Lakhet Zvet. And that's going to drive Tosus Kasha. 1 second. Every single one. Okay. Usually it's all the same as Lakhet Zvet, but I can find you one or two Tolda Lakhet Zvet. And that's why Tosus Kasha is going to be such a short Kasha. It's not just a question of modes in Lakhet Zvet. You see from the Hemesh HaGemara, the way we deal with Nezikin sheds light on what we mean by Tumah. We see how we're using the language. But we said Tosin and Lav Kiyotzvei by Tumah, without hesitation, it didn't mean 99%, it meant 100%. Every single Tol is Lav Kiyotzvei, which is why if you find even one Tol of Tumah that is Kiyotzvei, that's a problem. And that's going to be Tosin and Kasha. For that, we're going to need to learn more about Tumah Tzmeis in particular. That's why the second half of the Maram Kamos take us in that direction. You're going to want to start that by looking at the top Rashi of Beis and Beis, and then branching out to the other Rekha that I gave you, Pesukim and Chukas, and the opening Mishnayos in the Halos. So Tahati has a master Kedargo Bakodesh. Those are Matthew's the Mishnayos Mavoros. Mishnayos was the Pirish of Tahati, the bank teller. Who was, so they say, he was a bank teller, was Mazaka College from one of the incredible gifts of the mid 20th century. There was a Mishnayos Yomi system in I think the early days of the state. And he began writing little pamphlets. I don't know if it was supposed to be two Mishnayos a day. I don't know if he was putting two Mishnayos a day or maybe a caricature at a time. The little pamphlets with Mishnayos with an easy trend, parish in modern Hebrew to make Mishnayos available to the everyman in Israel. And that ultimately became, he kept putting out these little pamphlets. So he had covered all of Shas Mishnayos, and that became Mishnayos Menorahs, which are incredible. Mishnah by Mishnah is incredible. The language is very accessible, and there's a tremendous richness of content. He gives you a lot of based on maskanos of the Gemara. He gives you a lot of Rishonim, but it's like Pisgah Tshuva style. Like, he gives you a lot of material in very small, digestible, pre-digested hits. Plus, he had, in addition to the Mishnah by Mishnah, for those who have not used it or have not used it this way, the Hakdamos to Masechtas. Or golden. Not every single Masechta has a Hakdama, but most do. It's not a bad use of your time. You have an hour and a day's marriage to sit down and go through the Hakdamas and Masechtas. And you get a tremendous amount. Someone says cheating? Oh, you get an overview of large swaths of shots. It's so well crafted. So I ask you to take a look at least the first paragraph of the Hakdama to Aholos, and then take a look at the first couple of Mishnahs. You can either look at the Mishnahs with Rav Kahati, which will be a simpler read, or you can go to the Beis Medrash and get a Mishnah from Pirush HaRambam. The Rambam is pretty straightforward, not as user-friendly as Dafti, but pretty straightforward. If you have time, you can look at that, give one slip, one piece of Rash on the Mishnah, open Mishnah as well, to take a look at as well. That you'll find, as I mentioned, in the back of the Shas version, Shas edition of Mishnayos Taharos, in the back of Masechet Nida. Then with that background, in Aholos, we'll be ready to then look back at our Gemara again. And you will, once you have that background, you'll probably be bothered, after you see all that background, go back and look at the Gemara again, from Kavod Apid, you'll probably be bothered by Tosas' Kasha. And you'll appreciate what Tosas is trying to accomplish. So that's number one going forward, is to learn a bit of all this and then work on Tosis' Kasha. And then, once you work on a bit of all this and look at Tosis' Kasha, it also opens up perhaps other aspects of those deem as well, and they will shed more light on the overall thrust of what it is that the Gemara here is saying about Taurus, which I'll work on that next week. It will take a little bit of a peek. There are interesting yukim he made in the Mishnah in terms of the Balkarish and Nazareth, Tola, and Abizi next week as well.